Hi, welcome. Welcome to the Recreation and Parks Commission meeting. I'm Karen Crowley, filling in for Christy Hale. She's running a little bit late. We're going to go ahead and get started with roll call. I'd like to reflect the absences tonight are Anita Ayub and Johnny Munoz. And Christy Hale at present moment. Okay. So I'd like to call the order of the meeting, and we'll get started with the Pledge of Allegiance with Mr. Joe Woods.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let the record reflect, Mr. Johnny Munoz has now joined us. Are there any announcements that anyone would like to make before we get started? I see that the Lady Washington has just came into our harbor. That's one of our tall ships. Any other announcements? Commissioners? What else is coming up? We have some big holiday things coming up. There's a parade or a merchant's fair, I believe, the weekend after Thanksgiving. And there's also our annual light boat parade, lighted boat parade. That's coming. That's always the first weekend in December. Okay, if there's no other announcements, we'll move to our next. Joe has another one.
I just want, if I could, thank you, Chair Crowley. I just wanted to make mention of this year's Christmas tree light or holiday tree lighting at City Park. It'll be at 4:30 and close our public comment.
Oh, right.
And we can go into consent calendar after that.
Okay, so we're going to open it up to public comment right now and close it back up. And now we will move on to our consent calendar. Okay, would anybody like to pull any items?
I'd like to pull A4.
Okay, let the record show you're pulling A4.
I'll make a motion that we pull A4.
We just did that.
Well, I beg your pardon. Second motion. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I thought we did that too. Okay.
So are we making a motion to accept items A1 through 3 for file?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So make a motion to do 1, 2, 3
for file.
For file.
Okay. We need a second.
A second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. I'm feeling a little rusty. It's been a couple months. All right. Now can we go
certainly
to the next?
Thank you, Chair Crowley. A4 is the program status report that we issue every meeting for your update on various projects and programs that we have going on. If there's anything in particular the Commission would like me to address, if not, I'll try to highlight just some of the programs and some of the projects that are going on right now. Seeing none, I'll let you know that Lila Kaiser renovation is still on our wish list. We're trying to fulfill the state's requirement for a land tenure agreement with the power plant. We've got high hopes that that'll be finalized at December 13th at the City Council meeting, and then we can move forward with securing the $70,000 that we have slotted for the upgrades at Kaiser. And those would include new seating for both fields, as well as new scoreboards, and also some field renovations. So that project has hopes, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. It's been about a year since there's been movement. The Del Mar tennis courts are a project that's been out to bid. Right now they're doing some amendments to the current bid package, and hopefully within the next I think it's 3 or 4 weeks, we'll get bids in and get that project rolling, weather permitting, on the time. We are still working on our energy efficiency and conservation block grant. Right now, we're in a phase of exterior lighting. You'll see some work being done on lamp poles that are at Bayshore Bluff Staircase, as well as the staircase on Olive Street, Centennial. We also have some a few more light bollards within Centennial Parkway that we'll be addressing, and basically removing some of the high-energy lamps that are either mercury vapor or high-pressure sodium into LED lamps, different fixtures, different types of lamps that go into it in a different light spectrum, and hopefully we know we'll save some money. We're looking forward to that. Our Adopt-a-Park program has got another kick into it to another level. We've signed up Eco Rotary of Morro Bay to fulfill some of the basic requirements as far as maintenance at Bayshore Bluffs. That's the very south end of town. And we're very happy to partner up with the Morro Bay Cove, the Morro Cove Homeowners Association, which is right above Tylands Park. There's a small strip of a bluff there. And we're looking forward for them to stepping up and having some stewardship in that area. In the same area down below, Morro Cove, Olive Street Staircase, Highlands Park, right across the street, there's a bluff. We'll be looking to do some tree planting as part of Arbor Day celebration later in this month, actually December the 4th, pardon me. So with the help of the tree committee and local volunteers, we'll be putting in probably 50 to 60 trees, very low-growing trees to keep a view corridor up and also to beautify the area. So we're really looking forward to another community event on December the 4th, and more details hopefully will be posted. We are currently working on parkways out at the Cloisters, and we're about finished up with our first irrigation section, which is basically C4, which is basically on the south end of Coral. So we're working station by station, fixing the irrigation, replanting, and hopefully providing sustainable maintenance in what we do plant. So far, we've been greeted very well. The pace is a little bit slower, but I think as we get a few more parkways under our belt, this pace should pick up. There's various things going on with youth basketball, our kids' club.
Shelter at City Park.
Thank you, Chair Crowley. This item was brought to you last year through the Public Art Foundation to upgrade some murals on the bus shelter at City Park. And you recall we had some drawings that are being put up now. This is what the proposal was when you first looked at it. It was an underwater scene. I think that's what it is now on top, and then the proposed drawing below. And then on the inside, there's some underwater scenes, beautiful jellyfish, and I think there's some clownfish and some other underwater kelp and so forth. And that was the motif that was presented. You had recommended that to go to City Council. They approved it, and it was basically back on the applicant to provide the art donation. There was obviously some difficulties in funding and a little bit of time, and as time goes by, you know, ideas kind of pop up. And the idea of changing from an underwater scene to the new concept brings us tonight. It's similar, but it's dramatically different in its appearance. And the city manager felt that the advisory board should have another look at this and to say, hey, you enjoyed the first concept, you endorsed it. Are you feeling the same way about the second proposal that's coming to you from the Morro Bay Art Association? We would be asking you to review this proposal, and we passed out some new literature tonight. And hopefully you've been able to go through that, if you can't, do so shortly. And we're looking for a recommendation from the commission to City Council regarding this art proposal. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to open it up for a discussion. And welcome, Christy Hale. Would you like to take over? That's all right. I'm already moving.
Okay. She's anxious.
Sorry, I guess Cuesta Grade's closed, so Highway 1 was brought me back to the days of driving in Los Angeles. Quite busy.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Right now, we finished stack before. We've had questions from RPC, and right now, I believe they're very open to the public for public comment.
Great. So are we on B1?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So since anyone want to open up on feedback on the proposal?
I was just wondering if I missed something from the original to where we're at right now. It's definitely different. I missed last meeting, so I don't know if we... No? Okay.
It wasn't discussed last meeting.
Yeah.
If I may, if you have some direct questions regarding the staff reports in front of you and what staff's proposed, I'm willing to answer those questions. If they go beyond that into the expertise of the artist and the Art Association and those here, Neil Farrell and Nancy Parda, then we should let the public have their presentation, and then if there's more questions, we can answer them there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good. You know, if we want to let them do their presentation and then ask questions.
That'd probably be the best. I mean,
anything else before we... Okay.
Sure. Well, I'm Neil Farrell. I'm the president of the Public Art Foundation. Vice President and Secretary Nancy Barda is here. Come on up. Nancy, as you know, the original one that we had was for the underwater, on top of the water project, and fundraising came up way short on it, and it's been a while, and Nancy and my other board members kind of rethunk the project, so I'll let her tell you how the change came about.
At two of the Art in the Park events, I did a survey and ran through the concept with the public, and although they know the artists that we're using and have great confidence in them, they thought that it was a bit overdone with seascapes. And there was a lot of it around town. And since we have such talented artists, can't we come up with something that just shakes things up a little bit and is a little bit out of the box? And so I researched, along with the rest of us, some trompe l'oeil designs for bus stops around the United States, and came up with a design to make it look like a living room. Went to the Slow Art Center, found a fabricator that could make the bus benches look like sofas, comfy leather sofas, but made out of ferro cement. And
she thought it was a wonderful idea, and she came up with a bunch of different suggestions and stuff. And it's a little more involved, too, because we're going to consolidate all these signs that are scattered all over that bus stop onto one spot I guess it would be the west side where the bike rack is. It's going to have to be at least one sign on the inside, but that's no problem. But and the outside we're going to leave the same color, but we're going to fix it up, clean it up, repaint it. We're hoping to get somebody to trim the tree back a little bit so there's a little more light coming into it. It's way out of the box. This is not something, I'm a guy, this is not something that I would have come up with, but I like it. I think it's neat. And I've ridden that bus enough to know that there are people whose first impression of our town when they get off that bus from the Greyhound or from the train is that bus stop. And it's ugly and it's dreary and it's depressing, and it needs something. And I think this would be a neat concept. It's kind of whimsical, and like Nancy said, it would be a living kind of a artwork where it could be changed over time and stuff. So we're hoping that you guys would support it. We've got almost enough money, I think. Certainly enough money to get well into it, but we are also still taking donations. If anybody wants to contact me at the paper, neil@telosapress.com, I'll let you know all about it. I'll answer any questions you guys have. John looks concerned.
I mean, I like the idea of being able to add to it. It just doesn't seem as, you know, I mean, obviously the seascape is pretty, you know, it's something that you could sit there and not grasp and see the whole thing, you know, over one glance. You know, you could be sitting and watching and waiting for your bus and have a lot to look at. This, I just kind of get the feeling that once you have been in this thing one time, it's kind of a one-time, you know, gratification from a, you know, once you're in it, then you're stuck in grandma's living room, you know. I do understand that, you know, the other one is a little extravagant. I like art that's out of the box. I just, you know, I'm just kind of wondering if once you're in there, it's kind of a one-time deal of interest, and then it kind of turns into grandma's living room. And then on the other side of it, I guess my only other, you know, thing, my only other concern would be that, you know, that there's some type of nature element to it other than, you know, just art, because it is in a park. I know it's dominated by art in the park, but a lot of that art that's there is not out of the box, and it's, you know, a lot of landscapes and nature and whatnot. So that's...
There's a lot of wall space, too, and one of the things that we had talked with the artists about was that each one would get an area and would paint a painting, an original artwork, on that wall, and then we'd either paint in a frame or maybe perhaps even get a wooden frame to attach to the wall to go around it, you know. So it's kind of a trompe-l'oeil where it kind of tricks your eye, is the whole idea about that. So, yeah, and one of the things that I had suggested... Because I really like the jellyfish. I think they're just amazing. And I had suggested that maybe one of these windows could be painted like an aquarium.
Yeah.
With the jellyfish in it.
I was going to say that, you know, I mean, maybe if there was a window that looked like you're looking at the rock or something, just to kind of bring that back to, you know, I mean, we can go outside the box, but maybe if there's just a little bit of something to bring us back to where the location is, you know. Like on the north wall there by the phone or something, there's a little, you know, peep window up there that maybe has the rock or a, you know, if you were to see through, you know, the the buildings and Foster Freeze and whatnot, that, you know, if that wasn't there, you'd maybe see the rock.
And I think we're very desirous of changing those windows to something else. They're really scratched up, and people just have a tendency to just... We actually had one on the, if you look at the top photo, the one on the far right next to the phone, we had that taken down and it was repaired, it was sanded, and it looked really nice for about a week. And then somebody took his knife and carved his initials in it again, so it's starting to get graffitied up again. But we're thinking if that were tempered glass, that probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know, and we're talking with one of the glass companies in town. I'm going to see if I can talk him into doing a donation. Make real proper windows for the things with the frames and everything.
Yeah. What about the Lexan? Isn't that an unscratchable kind of glass surface? It's more like a...
I'm not a glass expert. Okay. We'll definitely look into that.
Scratch
it on the walls. And we are going to do the ceiling, too. You can't see it in this illustration, but the ceiling's a dark, dark blue. And it makes the thing feel like a cave. So if we're going to do... light-colored walls, and the floor will be some kind of, I'm not sure yet, but possibly make it look like wood, like this here, like a parquet kind of floor. And the ceiling lightened up into a color that someone's living room ceiling would be, basically.
Thank you.
Question?
And there's some other little touches, too. I suggested that maybe we could somehow build a frame to put around that phone to make it look like one of those old dial-up, crank-up phones, you know, just to kind of dress it up a little bit. But I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, it's a living thing. It'll be changing over time.
I think it's a good idea, too, to keep it, you know, like, since it's at the park, like John said, something outdoorish. Even the idea of it, like, the living room, but with a window showing some type of sea thing or park thing, or I mean, we do have a lot of seascape stuff around the house, but, I mean, house here. But we are a beach town, so, I mean, anything nautical to me or seascape beach, I mean, it's appropriate and it looks good. So I don't know if you guys could come back with something, more designs, you know, with something different like that around that theme. I think that'd be great. But, I mean, I think it's a great project. I mean, something we could definitely recommend forward to City Council to proceed.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I think it's fantastic. I think it's actually really fun to do something different from, again, all the seascapes. I like John's idea about incorporating it at the, you know, again, a window with a jellyfish or
and that,
an octopus.
And that
kind
of goes with the whole trompoy
the
thing of tricking your
absolutely.
Eye a little bit, too.
Or I guess the aquarium in Grandma's living room would be pretty appropriate.
Yeah. I have to share, a friend of mine went to Burning Man, for those of you that know Burning Man, and their theme was Grandma's living room. So they served coffee, and they had Grandma's living room, and they did a frame of basically art, and it was sort of like the prom picture, and then people could come behind and stick their head through and take pictures, right, make it interactive.
Yeah.
So this is like just right along that thinking. So I think it's a lot of fun. I applaud you guys for, you know, working on it and trying to bring some art to some otherwise fairly mundane spaces.
Yeah. I mean, anything would be an improvement to what we got now.
Yeah.
And it's... Absolutely. It's old, it's tired, it's hard to keep the thing clean. People just mistreat it, you know, and I'm hoping that if it's turned into something that's more than just a bus stop, that maybe they'll be more respectful of it, too.
And I think, you know, bringing in sort of whimsy and things that are sort of, you know, maybe fantastical a little bit makes it more interesting than just sort of having it be more literal. You know, it's like you said, you can kind of play with it and get wild and crazy if you want, or, you know, I mean, you have some room to go a lot of different ways with it, which I like. I think that makes it interesting.
And you know, just like somebody's living room, you know, you buy something at an art store or something, you take it home, you think it's going to be fantastic, you put it up on the wall, and it just doesn't fit. So if something like that were to happen, it's just paint. You paint right over it and start over. That's a great thing about this.
Okay. Comments? Other comments?
I like it. It's a worthwhile project. It's free to the public. It'll make something look better than it was.
Yeah. Any other questions before we turn it back to Mr. Woods? All right. Turn it over to you.
Thank you. I had a couple questions, Steele.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about replacing the benches that are there now with some other concrete seating. Is there a cost estimate on that, and do we expect the funds to come from somewhere special?
Well, we have raised some funds. We just didn't hit our target for what the other project was. What did we say? Probably about $2,000.
Yes, he also comes with sponsors, so we have money.
Yeah, we've got the money for the sofa. Well, we haven't given up either. You know, there's still a few people in town that owe me some favors that I might call in.
Just as a final comment from staff, it was a few things we talked about tonight. One is the site furniture, and it's more than just painting the walls. We're changing some of the function there, and we would want to make sure that we're in compliance with any regulatory agencies when we put in the site furniture for the public, as well as any kind of coating or surfacing that we might put on the floor. There's certain regulations for our slip factor. We'd want to work with the group and make sure we weren't creating a hazard but just for the sheer sake of art. So I think that there's just a couple of precautions that I would come up with as the process goes along.
So the costs are incurred by the fundraising, and then any sort of, is there some basic maintenance that the city would do? Is that sort of...
It's the one at Tacos New Mexico on the wall of the salon there. And we put that in probably 1999. It's been there a good dozen years. And none of the other ones have ever been tagged, so we've been, you know, really lucky. But you never know. You never know. So it's best that, in fact, we're going to need to recode all of our murals again here pretty soon. So we figure when this one's done, we'll do them all at once, and they'll be good for a while.
All right. So is there anyone who would like to put forth a recommendation to City Council on the project?
I would recommend that the staff forward to City Council to proceed with the public art proposal for the bus shelter stop, bus shelter at City Park.
Any discussion, caveats that people feel like? Pardon? Any additions? Put a window to the rock.
Actually, now that I'm digging in, it looks like there's actually a illustration or a some artwork of the rock up in the top corner there. Mm-hmm. So, that was, just a maybe hybrid, the surroundings with this out-of-the-box proposal here.
I'd like to second the motion that we send it on to City Council.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None? All right.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Joey, you going to take care of this? I'm
back into the church. Great. It looks like we do have another public hearing item. Okay. And so the topic is a discussion of improvements for pedestrian access from the Morrow Rock parking area down to the beach.
Good evening, Chair Hale and Commission. This item is a public hearing that was brought to, actually was brought up by City Council earlier in August, and through acknowledgement and a future agenda item, they discussed this access from the beach, the rock parking lot down to the beach on their October 31st. And council voted unanimously to forward this item to advisory boards for their review and recommendations to return back to council on whether or not we want to proceed with the project. If we do, what are some expectations? What would you be looking for in the project? The improvements down to the parking lot down to the beach are part of what we have as a waterfront master plan. It's rather antiquated in date, but some of the concepts and principles are still quite applicable, such as the Harbor Walk, which is part of that master plan as well, just to give you a reference point. So the proposal was to put a staircase or access, if you will. In your report, you have that our obligation to for Americans with Disabilities Act would be prudent here. As we put in improvements, we'll have to make sure that the improvements are sustainable and as well as accessible to the public. Those obligations would be met with a staircase that would need a ramp as well. So if the staircase is your only concept right now, know that by regulations you'd have to bring in a ramp. Staff recommends if we were going to do access that we would want to do a ramp, which would satisfy our compliance regulations as well as accessibility. And it's going to be tricky to put something in this location. I'd like to put this up on the screen if you just give me a second, if you bear with me. This is the beach access ramp concept plan, and right now it's basically just put out there in a middle of an area that was just basically a guess. More likely, it would be more towards the dunes easterly because of the way the tide swings, and the way it's designed, it's got to be able to accommodate the tide, the swells, the flow of the sand, and so forth. So there's some work to be done as far as the engineering of this. And so some of the concepts that you'll want to think about, right now we've estimated this a movement by council to incorporate the parking lot at the Rock in part of our concept plan. So keep that in mind. You have a development down for beach access that's going to be a permanent. If it's built, it would be very permanent. It's permanent as we can get it because it's going to it's going to have to withstand pretty harsh elements. So keeping that in mind, you're at Target Rock now. And remember, we have a fisherman wives, the fisherman families memorial, family structure that's going, sculptures that are going out there. So how does that look? And the idea that we had earlier today was a concept that you might consider, but if we have something ornate or some kind of a finish on the ramp, some kind of a seashell swirl or a wave or whatever it is, we carried that over to the monument that we're putting over at Target Rock. Maybe it's a motif that's subtle enough that we can carry it over to Coleman and really tie the three together before we're really tying them together. And I think there's a little bit of forethought. It's just, hey, that's great, let's put a ramp in, but I think that there could be more for us and what we're looking for. Are we looking for a gathering area on top or just a straight ramp? And that's something that staff's going to like to kick back to you for your discussion. Oh, and one other item, pardon my interruption. We did, with the help of Rob Leivick, obviously, he's put together some prices for this ramp, and his estimated probable costs are just over $83,200. So with that, I'll conclude and let you all discuss the item.
Questions for Mr. Woods?
So is this a ramp that goes down to the beach, or is it just a like an out, like a vista?
No, the concept is more functional than that. It's actually enabling people from the parking lot to traverse the terrain down to the wet sand. So it would be a ramp for access, not just for viewing or observing the beach. So you'd actually be able to, out of your car, if you're a pedestrian, to navigate this down to the beach, as opposed to climbing over the rocks now. The testimony or pictures, if you will, that were presented to City Council illustrated quite a few people struggling with the rocks. It's not a path. It's not improved at all. And usually when you go to the beach, you have baggage. You got a wagon. You got to easy up. You've got cooler. You have something. And to have that access easier would help whatever age you are and whatever kind of user you are, whether you're a surfer or a family gathering. So it is definitely access and not just for observation. Sorry for the lengthy answer.
Is it, and I guess you talked about a staircase. I mean, this is you know, described as a ramp, but is there a need to do a stair? I mean, is it on the table? Like, do you need both, or could you just do a ramp? Obviously, if you do a staircase, you have to do a ramp, but what about just a ramp? Has that been explored? Is that all we're talking about? Or I just want to be clear, because didn't you mention a staircase?
Yeah, if commission says we really like the staircase idea, we feel there's some applicability to this area for a staircase, and then it should be coupled with a ramp, that would be your recommendation to forward. If you were saying that really all we're looking for is access and the ramp seems the most universal and meets all the requirements for state, federal guidelines, then we would pursue that. I think that's why council wants to kick it down to your advisory level to wash out any kind of ideas that you might have, and whether they're in the function and not necessarily the detailed design. It's more of a concept.
So does the $83K include only a ramp, or a ramp plus ramp plus staircase? Or, I mean, how does that get?
It's just the ramp, and that's not a very heavy thing.
Now, the estimates are for a ramp, and staff's recommendation, if the improvements were there, would be to consolidate the efforts into just a ramp to keep the cost down and the accessibility as high as possible.
In my opinion, you definitely want to have some benches and some improvements on top of it.
They want you to turn your mic on.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, so in my opinion, that it would make more sense to go ahead and have some benches and a rest area at the top, and leave room for improvement as things develop. But to go ahead and architecturally try to tie it in with the other parks, I think it would make the city look a lot better if things had a continuity.
I agree.
I agree. That sounds good. I mean, we could eliminate the staircase so that we could make some improvements on it, such as adding some boards, a couple designs, so that we could
probably not
maybe have a choice.
If your recommendation is to improve the area into a ramp, and it goes to council, and that's their action, then staff will work from there, and it'll be a detailed team as council directs us.
Okay.
I think it's important. I think it's good that we get a ramp, but I also would suggest putting in benches and maybe tables. A lot of people bring their lunches down there to eat, and there's nowhere to get out of your car and sit down and eat unless you want to sit on a rock. I think it's worth it to look at that. I don't know, maybe just a few tables or gosh, you know, even picnic tables. But there is definitely that need along with the ramp, I think. So that would be my suggestion.
Would it be possible to see how this would be configured?
Well,
I mean, that doesn't really show what. You see, it says 90-foot access ramp, right? It's at the foot of the rock, right?
Basically, what you're looking at is some type of a formal. May I? What you're looking at in this ramp would be some type of a formal entrance to the ramp, and that's how you see it on the far right depicted on the overhead. Is there'll be some entrance, some opening, some widening that says, "Hey, this is a ramp. This is access." As we go along, there has to be a certain percentage of slope and cross slope to meet ADA requirements, and that's why you get the length. Because of the height difference between the wet sand and the top surface of the parking lot. So as we go down and we keep that grade, we'll end up being a certain linear feet of sidewalk or ramp, if you will. Well, there's only so many of those you can do before you have basically a bulb out or an area of 60 by 60 for turning around if two people were in wheelchairs, for instance. And so then you would take that ramp, and then somehow you would angle that down to the wet sand and deposit that pedestrian down on the beach. And so the length of this is basically because of the slope that we have to maintain. And like I said, there'll be some architectural features, if you will, some ornate fixtures that you could probably look to do at those bulb outs, at the halfway point, if you will, or at the very beginning. And that's what I was saying, that instead of just doing a square concrete block, you may have a nautical motif, very subtle, very inexpensive, that you could tie into other flat work at Target or Coleman and have something just in the back of a visitor's mind that it's all tying together. The idea of having site furniture other than benches lends itself to a different type of a use. And that use, as I said earlier, is part of a concept that's going to be rolled into the Target Rock Coleman improvement project. So I would caution the commission in recommending any more site furniture other than just the benches that we have now. But you certainly can make a recommendation to do it further if you like.
How many benches are we talking about?
I would imagine, depending on the entrance, this probably one or two.
And that's at the top, right, Joe?
This is just a suggestion that I've put out there. I mean, if you've said you've wanted some benches.
Because if we got into benches down below, then the path would have to be wider and more cost and bigger footprint.
If you had them up on top, it would be really satisfying. A couple of people who don't want to go down can stay up on top.
They pull it away every winter, so yeah, they have to be at the top.
Yeah.
Basically. So 90 feet is how far is that really? Like, what, I mean, just if we're in this room, how just... It helps for visual.
The back door.
Back door?
Yeah, you're second close to 90 now. From being up there to the back door, the lobby, it's roughly 90.
So it's going to have a fairly substantial sort of impact on how that space is today.
Your 90 foot's an estimate. Really, the details come in the engineering, and really we couldn't give that justice this early in the concept. But as far as the cost goes, there's a recommendation looking for different types of funding and how we would associate funding with this project at $80,000 as an estimate. How will we fund that? Staff has come up with a couple of recommendations that you might want to consider. The state parks has funding. We've taken advantage of that on several grant applications. Land and Water Conservation Fund would be one that we would want to seek funds from. We would want to give a try for recreational trails program, because even though it's not your typical traditional trail, it is a trail that is short in length, giving coastal access, and does meet some criteria when you look for grant funding. The other is some local funding that we have is Park and Lieu, which is not real strong right now, but I think it has potential to contribute. And also there may be discretionary funds at council level through but the budget process that they feel this is a priority could possibly fund it through different sources that they have available to them. So that was the other part of it out on. Well, sometimes it'll be more of a sand higher up, and some probably be a little bit less, depending on what season you're in. But I think you're looking at a start, a switchback, and then a down. But I'm not an engineer, but I would imagine that's kind of the concept. So it's not 90 straight. It's going to be, as you climb a steep mountain, it's going to be switchbacks. And probably preferably one. And then, and like I said, on those bulb outs, there's a chance to enhance that area. And I'm not talking about a whole lot that would be a project killer.
Now, as far as putting it along with the monument over at Coleman, mm-hmm. Target Rock. Mm-hmm. Now is that like going to be like one design agency that we're going to get to? As they're designing this and putting this in, which most likely is going to go in before the Target Rock project, to maybe to design it within to incorporate that, so our recommendation would only be to suggest that incorporation, or
yes.
Okay.
I've been long-winded all night. I thought I'd just shorten it up with a yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as far as like the decorating or special motifs that go into this thing, I mean that's up at the very top that you're talking about, not into the beach. We're kind of in those staging areas.
You could go with just an institution. If you're recommending, if this commission wants to recommend a ramp and a ramp access and leave the engineering, the details to that, then it would be industrial ramp. And the suggestion would be, that's fine. You can walk away with your recommendation from there, and I would be perfectly happy forwarding that to City Council.
Well, we can go industrial, but...
I thought staff had... We give it a little bit more of a twist and a bit more of a thought process in saying, could we tie it in? Because eventually, we do want to tie all three areas in. And we know that that's going to be beneficial to us and our mission as a city. So we have an opportunity. It shouldn't be huge. It might be something that, while someone's putting together, it's something that's small. It's something maybe we already have. Maybe it's part of the design that's in our signs. I'm not sure.
I kind of feel that, I mean, decorating and making it more apparent would be the worst thing you could do, instead of making it disappear and have it sand color. And, you know, maybe if you want to get a little bit decorative up at the top where the you know, the entrance is or whatnot. But I think a 90-foot footprint on that beach of concrete, you know, kind of takes away from, I mean, obviously we want the access, but I think that the launch ramp for people should kind of melt into the sand there and kind of disappear, you know, instead of bringing a lot of tension to it.
Mm-hmm. We'll take that into consideration. Thank you. The main thing is it is hard to get to the beach, and you know, us that grew up in California scramble those rocks no problems, but you see people with a lot of kids and luggage and things, and it's difficult. So a ramp would be a great improvement.
I mean, one thing that comes to mind is that sort of, you know, kind of the nautical theme where you see steel cable, like I'm sure there's going to be handrails on both sides, right? So you know, you kind of use that steel cable boating,
tying in nautical, the nautical theme that keeps it really clean, but you know, provides some element of thought. Not, you know, looking less sort of like a just super standard industrial, you know, red painted guardrail, for example, right? Just take it another step, but keep it very you know, sort of minimal and...
And add as many benches as you can.
We'll take them down at night.
Just for Commissioner Crowley.
Well, just as a side note, I don't think the benches are a huge issue. The amount of people who want to sponsor benches in this town is incredible. And I think that if we put out, hey, we've got two benches to sponsor, or even some handrails, I think that part of the funding could be local donations. And I think we would want to consider that as well. So it's
Does it have to be cement as well? In other words, if we think about tying in, I mean, the Harbor Walk, which obviously is what, some kind of slat material, is that not a
plastic?
A plastic slat, whatever. I mean, is that not accessible, or is that something that would be viable for this kind of application? Or
off the top of my head, I would say it would be very problematic. Right now, with the sand, the way the sand moves, it would undermine that fairly rapidly. And we've taken out huge sections of that type of material at the lookout by the high school. We've constantly.
How would we incorporate that into one recommendation? Is there any more discussion, or are we ready to recommend?
I'm good.
Okay, the commission would recommend to staff to forward to City Council to proceed with the pedestrian access for the Morro Rock parking area to the beach, designed as a ramp with no staircase, and also to possibly add at least two benches, and to tie in the design with the Target Rock project. Now, along with that recommendation, we would recommend to staff to proceed to submit for grants or any type of funding, whether it be state, whatever, and state park for additional funding for the project.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Do we want to have any more discussion? I mean, the one thing I'd add maybe is to just recommend that we consider the visual impact of a lot of concrete and address that in some way to sort of get the ramp to blend in to the natural environment, however that's done. Study ramps in other cities. I'm sure some beaches have done this really well and done some really cool
you have to
ramps.
A new motion now. Include that description in it.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can we? Did you get that amendment before we vote? Okay.
Yes, I did.
So we don't need to do the. We just amended Mr. Munoz's.
To include addressing the visual environmental impact as far as color and view corridor.
Perfect.
Something like that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do we have any other elements to add to the recommendation? Okay. Can I get a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None? All right. Moving on to item C, unfinished business. None. So we'll move to D1, Recreation and Park Department Program Evaluations.
Good evening once again, Chair Hale and Commission. This item, we have two evaluations for you this evening. The first being the Kids Camp 2011, as opposed to Kids Club. So Kids Camp, summertime activities. We had a total program cost of $51,513. Our registration revenues was just under 50. We had a gross revenues of less than $4,000 with a cost recovery of 92%. We felt was very strong. When we add the cost allocation into our calculations, that brings the total down to a 73% cost recovery. And we've highlighted some of the activities this week. This last summer was an 8-week program, and it services kids that are in first through sixth grade. A special note, besides this, staff will be attending a CPRS conference tomorrow. Regarding cost allocations and financial sustainability. So we're pretty excited about cost recovery. So that concludes the report on Kids Camp 2011. Be happy to answer questions on this report at this time. Seeing none, I'll continue on to the second program evaluation. And this actually has a multitude of evaluations in it, and at the end I'll depict each one separately. But this is the 2011 Coast Girls Softball. We had 11 teams, girls ages from 6 to 14, communities of Los Osos, Morro Bay, Cayucas, and Cambria. So truly an Estero Bay sports program. We play girls from San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, Napomo, and the Five Cities. So we're getting around the county, and it's been quite competitive. We've got about 11 sponsors. I won't name all the sponsors, but there are local businesses that are supporting our local girls softball teams, and we want to say thank you to all those who have supported us. We had three teams go into the All-Stars. We took ASA Division C All-Stars, brought home a couple of first-place trophies, so we were very dominant in girls bat and girls softball this year. We hosted the girls' Coast Summertime Slam softball tournament. We hosted 29 teams in three different divisions. We had games at Sunnyside, Lila Kaiser, and Morro Bay High School. One of the biggest girls' softball tournaments in the county. And the most teams we've ever had, which is 29. This program is geared for 100% cost recovery. Our total expenses were just over $6,000, and our player fees and for the tournament were just over $6,000. So our cost recovery met our goal of 100%, something that we take great pride in, providing a quality program and still coming out 100% cost recovery. And again, our girls softball slam tournament is, again, these tournaments are enterprise programs. They're geared to be 100% cost recovery. We had rental of the fields from the high school and at Sunnyside. We had awards and various other expenses that totaled up to about $9,600. Our revenues for registration, snack bar, which we love, and T-ball and helmets, T-shirts and helmets. We have got a concessionaire who does custom helmet painting and T-shirts, and there's a 20% cost for a concession fee that we have. So he contributed about $410 to the cause. We brought in $12,800. Remember, our expenses were $9,600. That's 100% cost recovery with a little over $3,000 going in the kitty for the program in next year. Staff has some recommendations for the program that we'll be trying to implement next year. That concludes my report. I'll be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Okay, can I get a motion to receive and file D1?
I'll make a motion to receive file D1.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Future agenda items? Any commissioners have items you want to add to the agenda, in the upcoming agenda?
I don't know if this is too much to ask, but since I brought up the benches at the Rock, and I'm just wondering why we why we don't have tables and benches there right now. There's probably a good reason, probably cost. I'm sure we don't have a lot of money, but could we just at least address that maybe as far as I know there's a need, and it'd be nice to, I don't know, get some more information about that possibility.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Do we know when we have our next, when the next sort of master planning wave hits? No pun intended.
Well, as far as the Coleman Park, Target Rock, we don't have anything scheduled as far as planning activities for that project.
And that's pending. What's sort of, where is it at right now in terms of?
Right now you've got approved concept plan for Coleman and Target Rock. We would be looking for funds to advance those concept plans into a detailed site-specific plan. And once we're getting into that, we'll have to address CEQA and those requirements as far as improving those areas. And then we will be obviously looking for either permits or, more importantly, grant funding.
So right now it's in a funding phase, looking for dollars to flesh out the concept in more detail.
Right. Right now we'd be looking to fund, most likely, I mean, practical sense as you go with RRM that have been working on this plan. But then again, we could bring in someone new. But most likely you have someone who's been down this path. He's Mike Sherrod and RM have been very instrumental in getting us to where we're at now. A couple of stumbling blocks are on the harbor side, but not on the recreational side. Remember, we had separated that boating elements from the recreational elements. And so right now you're sitting on a concept plan with not a whole lot of staff resources being thrown at doing any fundraising or finding any money for the site-specific plan. And public outreach and what goes along with it as far as detailed master planning. So we would have to have, you know, public outreach, public workshops, some public consensus of what we want to do out in these areas. And then, like we did the teen center, we brought it up to, this is what we want, now let's find the money for it. And that's what we're doing. And that process that you went through with the teen center now starts more like ground zero with these park developments. You have somewhat of a park in Coleman, so it's a park master plan amendment. So it's a little bit different than Target, which is basically an undeveloped area which you'd have to establish from ground zero, which we have in a concept and an approval of the figurines or the sculptures for the fisherman's family. So you started the process. You've got an element that was part of the concept. It's part of the concept to the point where it has detail in it, and now the now private group, community group, is funding it, and that's why that's moving forward. That's basically what has to happen. So you're going to get this again when that process gets, when the rock area, parking lot area, if that project gets rolled into our concept plan, that's when you'll see it again. That's when you'll be able to say, hey, we want a picnic area. We want to develop this, this, and this. But right now, I would be out of bounds as far as going and trying to develop it in a park-like setting. And when you bring in tables, you're really introducing a different function to that area. Though people may be picnicking now, you're really inviting them, and there is a maintenance impact that goes along with that and responsibility that we have in providing that service. So we're a little leery of putting up a whole lot of service there when we have facilities at Coleman and various other areas down in the Embarcadero. There's a lot to go along with that. Restaurants would say, hey, we don't put up picnic. We want them eating in the restaurants. And outdoor folks say, hey, we want outdoor recreation, and we'll get there at dinner. So there's a lot of different views that come into mind, and particularly at the gem as the rock in this parking lot. And like I told you earlier, it's a very exciting time for this commission to be developing Coleman, Target, and now the rock parking lot. Was not included in tonight's presentation because we really feel the staircase is a standalone project, but know that the development of the rock has been talked about. There are specific plans, and the process of folding this into the process now is desired by council.
So you're talking about paving the parking lot? That's what you're just...
No, I'm not.
Oh. Okay.
I don't want to get the wrong impression here. It's not paving the parking lot.
It just sounded like you were implying that, and I guess I inferred.
I'm saying that the parking lot area, the entire area, which is quite a large area, would be open for public discussion as far as development. It's just like any other public area would be in a planning process. So if the idea that you want paving would be something that you would contribute, others may have a different opinion, but that's why we have a process to go through.
Oh, so paving the parking lot is just one aspect of the development of that area. That's what you mean?
What I'm saying, I don't want to be stubborn because I don't want to give the wrong impression. I'm not advocating paving the parking lot at all.
Right.
I'm saying that
I'm just trying to get more
the
clear.
Development and the area needs to go through the process, and I think you're going to get a chance to do that. You're saying you want to put other amenities down there other than benches. You're going to have a chance to do that.
So are you saying that the in terms of sort of priorities, particularly as the city council might view it, like getting this ramp is sort of, you know, on the sort of more near-term goal, and then addressing the parking lot as a whole. Obviously, there's potholes, and there, I mean, there's, you know, obviously there's a lot of discussion and interest to what do we do with this space? How do we make it usable? Do we keep it free and wild? Do we pave it? Oh, I mean, that discussion sounds like that's another sort of next, you know, or at least one that's being active right now. And then if then the other master plan, I mean, obviously that would tie into the master plan, but the master plan of Target Rock and Coleman Park are, again, sort of these broader, long-term projects that aren't getting a lot of attention right now, but obviously will be, you know, when funding can be raised and staff has time to get back to that particular project. Is that?
I think you're very accurate in your summary that yes, we would be doing that. We would want to have a project ready to go and then get ready for the funding.
Got it.
Definitely. But right now, you're not seeing large chunks of money coming out of the state. We really are in a bottleneck with waiting to hear for the teen center, which is a couple $1 million for that project. So I think that once Prop 84 round 2 gets settled down and there's another round of just standard annual fundings, there may be something in the year 2 or 3, and I think we'd like to be in a position to accept funding and advance this project to the next level.
All right, other agenda items? We got a little off course there, but okay, with that, I will look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Here's your new version.